Hello everyone, you're listening to Uncomfortable Truths with Euclid Phoenix, where I talk about politics, religion, and other BS that I find interesting. I will talk about an introduction to Genesis and who wrote it. Introduction to the Book of Genesis. The Book of Genesis is the foundational text of the Bible, setting the stage for the entire biblical narrative. As the first book of both the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Old Testament, Genesis introduces key theological themes. These themes relate to the origins of humanity and the beginning of God's relationship with his people. Its name was derived from the Greek Genesis, meaning origin or beginning. It describes the creation of the world, the establishment of early civilizations, and the patriarchal history of Israel. The structure and themes of Genesis. Genesis is traditionally divided into two main sections: primeval history, Genesis 1 through 11. This portion covers universal themes such as creation, the fall of humanity, the flood, and the dispersion of nations. It addresses fundamental questions about the nature of God, humanity, sin, and divine judgment. Patriarchal history, Genesis 12 through 50. This section shifts focus to the specific covenant relationship between God and the ancestors of Israel, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. It highlights themes of faith, divine promise, and the development of God's chosen people. These two sections are bound together by genealogies and reoccurring theological motifs. This demonstrates a continuous narrative from the origins of the cosmos to the establishment of the Israelite identity. Key theological themes. Genesis explores several foundational theological concepts that shape biblical thought. Creation and divine sovereignty. The book opens with God's orderly creation of the universe, emphasizing his authority over all things. The nature of humanity. Humanity is created in God's image, signifying dignity, purpose, and moral responsibility. Sin and its consequences. The fall in Genesis 3 introduces sin and its effects, leading to separation from God and human suffering. Covenant and promise. God establishes covenants with Noah, Abraham, and Jacob, revealing his plan for redemption and blessing. Divine providence. Through the stories of Joseph and the patriarchs, Genesis illustrates God's control over history and his faithfulness to his promises. Genesis and its place in the biblical canon. Genesis serves as the theological foundation for the rest of the Bible. It provides the background for understanding Israel's identity, the significance of the covenant, and the overarching theme of redemption. Many of the New Testament's key doctrines, such as the nature of sin, salvation, and the Messiah, find their roots in Genesis. Jesus and his apostles frequently reference Genesis to reinforce theological teachings, such as Matthew 19:4-6, Romans 5:12-19. The book of Genesis is not merely a historical or mythological account. It is a deeply theological work that invites readers to reflect on the nature of God, the human condition, and the unfolding of divine redemption. Whether approached from a faith-based or academic perspective, Genesis remains one of the most profound and influential texts in the human history. As we explore its chapters, we gain insight into the origins of the world, the development of God's relationship with humanity, and the foundational beliefs that shape the rest of the biblical narrative. So who wrote Genesis and the controversy surrounding the authorship of Genesis? The book of Genesis is one of the most foundational texts in the Bible, shaping religious thought, history, and theology. But who wrote Genesis? Traditionally attributed to Moses, Genesis has been the subject of intense scholarly debate regarding the authorship, composition, and historical origins. This controversy centers on the documentary hypothesis. Literary analysts, architectural findings, and theological implications. In this article, we will explore the arguments for and against Mosaic authorship and what it means for biblical interpretation. Traditional view, Mosaic authorship. For centuries, Jewish and Christian traditions have upheld the belief that Moses wrote Genesis along with the other books of the Torah. This belief is based on several key points. Biblical references. Passages in the Old and New Testaments refer to Moses as the author of the law, such as Exodus 24:4, Deuteronomy 31:9, Mark 10:3, and John 5:46-47. Continuity with the other books of the Torah. Since Moses is traditionally viewed as the central figure of the Torah, it is assumed that he authored its entirety, including Genesis. Ancient Jewish traditions. Rabbinic sources affirm Mosaic authorship, viewing the Torah as divinely revealed to Moses at Mount Sinai. However, the strongest counterarguments challenge whether Moses could have written Genesis, given the literary structure, historical context, and linguistic elements. The documentary hypothesis, a composite text. The documentary hypothesis is one of the most influential theories challenging Mosaic authorship. It was first developed in the 18th and 19th centuries by scholars such as Jean Astruc and Julius Wellhausen. This theory proposes that Genesis and the entire Pentateuch Torah is a compilation of multiple sources written by different authors over time. The identities has four main sources. J, the Yahweh source, written around the 10th century BCE. This source refers to God as Yahweh. It portrays him in a more anthropomorphic way. E, Elohist source, dating to the 9th or 8th century BCE. This source uses the name Elohim for God and presents a more distant, transcendent deity. D, Deuteronomist source, originating in the 7th century BCE. This source is primarily found in Deuteronomy and reflects reforms during the reign of King Josiah. P, priestly source, written in the 6th or 5th century BCE during the Babylonian exile. This source focuses on laws, genealogies, and temple worship. According to this hypothesis, Genesis is a fusion of these different sources, edited and compiled over centuries rather than authored by a single person. Evidence for the documentary hypothesis. Several pieces of textual and linguistic evidence support the idea that Genesis is a composite text. Different names for God. Genesis alternates between Elohim, God, and Yahweh Elohim, Lord God, suggesting multiple sources with distinct theological perspectives. Doublets and contradictions. First, the presence of the two creation accounts, Genesis 1 versus Genesis 2, and two flood narratives within the Noah story, along with conflicting genealogies, suggests multiple traditions being woven together. Anachronisms refers to events and places that postdate Moses, such as the mention of Philistines and Chaldeans, suggests a later composition date. Stylistic differences. The writing style shifts between poetic, legalistic, and narrative-driven sections, indicating diverse authorship. Alternative theories of composition. While the documentary hypothesis remains influential, alternative theories have emerged. The fragmentary hypothesis. Instead of four distinct sources, Genesis is seen as a collection of independent fragments compiled by later editors. The supplementary hypothesis. A core text existed and later authors added layers of commentary and expansion over time. Oral tradition theory. Some scholars suggest that Genesis was preserved orally for generations before being written down. This could account for inconsistencies and reputations. Archaeological and historical perspectives. Archaeology provides mixed support for the traditional and critical views of Genesis. Similarities to ancient Near Eastern texts. The Genesis creation and flood stories share motifs with Mesopotamian texts and the Epic of Gilgamesh and the Enuma Elish, suggesting shared cultural influences. Absence of direct evidence for Moses. There is no archaeological evidence confirming Moses as a historical figure. However, absence of evidence does not necessarily disprove his existence. Historical context of Genesis. Some scholars argue that Genesis reflects theological concerns from the Babylonian exile rather than events from Moses' time. Theological and interpretive implications. How one understands the authorship of Genesis affects theological interpretation. Moses wrote Genesis. The text is viewed as a unified divine revelation given to one prophet, reinforcing its authority. Genesis and compilations. The text reflects a historical development of Israelite theology, requiring interpretation in light of its composite nature. Genesis was influenced by Near Eastern myths. Some theologians argue that God used existing traditions to communicate his message in a culturally relevant way. Others see this as diminishing the Bible's uniqueness. Conclusion: a text of mystery and meaning. The authorship of Genesis remains one of the great mysteries of biblical scholarship. While tradition attributes it to Moses, the weight of literary, historical, and linguistic evidence suggests a more complex origin. I personally believe that the documentary hypothesis is accurate, but admittedly, I'm uncertain. Thank you for listening and visit my website in the notes. Have a nice day.